Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, fine. And so are you, I think, because next week you'll have a kind of action day and you are more than ready if I...
Yes, I'm really, really excited. Although, our weather in Britain today is absolutely horrible. We've got grey skies and pouring rain, so I am also a little bit nervous.
Okay, but there's still a week to go, so we'll send you our weather by then, and then it will be lovely. Okay.
Oh, yes, I hope so. I think we're going to have blue skies and sunshine all day long.
And a lot of pink, if I understand.
And a lot of pink. Do you know how much pink?
No. Did you succeed?
Well, I think we have done. Of course, we won't know until the day, but our aim has been to knit 7 miles, which is, what, about 11 kilometres, of pink knitted peace scarf. And, you know, knitters have been joining us all over the world, and I think we're going to do it. I'm really, really excited.
So, when did it start, and first of all, what is it about?
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. So, we are called Wool Against Weapons, and it really started a couple of years ago, back in 2012, because there's growing pressure on the government. Our British government are wanting to renew Trident, which is our country's nuclear weapon. We have 4 submarines currently in the UK, and they want to renew it, and they're going to make a decision in 2016 about whether they spend £120 billion on what is in effect something that we can never use and what we consider to be an illegal weapon. So we're trying to put on pressure. We're part of the growing number of people that are very unhappy about this.
Okay, and of course, there's not too much money to spend in your country either. There's a financial crisis, and somehow there always seem to be a lot of money for military stuff.
Well, that's right, and I think that's actually a really good point. You know, I mean, the world's spending, military spending, has reached an all-time high. I think it's $1.7 trillion or something, with the UK spending about $39 billion a year. And of course, you know, we're, as I'm sure, you know, right across Europe, it's the same story. We're in a time of austerity cuts. You know, funding is being cut for healthcare, for social services, for education. And of course, people are really, really not only just worried, but really angry about this.
Mm-hmm. So a little word more about the Trident defense system. It has been there, or more or less been there, since the 50s already.
Yes, that's right. So, well, in fact, it's been up, it's actually housed in Scotland. It's up in a place called Faslane. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, what happens this summer after they vote.
Would that have an influence? Do you think they could say, we're throwing this out?
Absolutely, yes. I think that, you know, we're all waiting and seeing. But, of course, that would mean that we would then in the UK need to find somewhere to house it, a deep port. And, you know, obviously, it's a really current issue. I mean, in the UK, we've got, I think it's 225 warheads. And they're made at the Atomic Weapons Establishment, AWE. And that's where we're rolling out our pink peace car, 7 miles between these two bomb-making factories.
And which... Is the second one Burfield then?
That's right, yes. One is Aldermaston, and then Burfield is 7 miles away. So we just thought it would be a really eye-catching, creative idea. I mean, it's a crazy one too, of course it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've had loads of fun. And, of course, the scarf will be repurposed into blankets afterwards, so nothing is being wasted. So, you know, there's a really great humanitarian side to our campaign as well. And, in fact, we've been joined by people all over the world. So it's not just the UK where there is growing concern about the sort of ongoing nuclear problem.
Now, all over the world, so people have been knitting away all over the world, little squares in pink, and then they were sent to you.
Yes.
By post or by Dove or whatever.
Yes, that's right. In fact, they are actually really, they're not little squares, they're really big pieces, meter-long pieces we've asked people to knit. So uh-huh. I'm amazed that people have been so generous and have just been knitting, you know, all over from Canada and America and right across Europe and Australia and, too many places, Scandinavia, too many to say, and Africa. And in fact, this week, it was wonderful. We had 3 people from the Netherlands, and in the Netherlands they knitted so many pieces that they couldn't post them, so they filled their car and their roof rack, it was nearly bursting with pink, and they drove over and they got to stay with us and help us join up the scarf, and we just had a really great time.
Yes, you had some work assembling all that, I suppose.
Yes, of course, but, you know, we've had lots and lots of help. You know, everyone has been brilliant in the UK, sort of, you know, having knit-ins and gatherings and, I mean, literally up and down the UK, everyone's been joining in, and so people have been sending from all over the world, and then we join it into this big scarf. You'd probably like to know where I'm keeping it, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. It must be huge by now.
It's really huge. But we realised early on that we couldn't have it all in one big piece. So we've been sewing it in 40-metre lengths and then rolling it up like a big Swiss roll, you know? We call it a pinwheel. And then we have all these different pinwheels in everyone's houses, and we'll bring them all down on the day and put them along the route and unroll them.
Okay, and how wide are they?
Oh, well, they're 60 centimetres wide. So, you know, they're quite wide, so they can be seen from a distance. So, you know, our countryside at the moment is very green and, you know, very full, and then you'll have this great big splash of pink and lots of other colours too, because some people got a bit sick of pink, mm-hmm. so they did other colours.
Haven't you contacted Google Earth to make pictures of it right then? Or will you have a little, how do they call it, the civilian little drones with a camera under it?
Well, you see now, this would be my idea. I would love to actually film it from above, because I think it would look so beautiful. But don't forget, we're in
military zone,
right next to the Ministry of Defence, protected land. I'm sure that it's a no-fly zone, and they would not be happy.
Mm. Do you happen to know if there is also a little piece from Belgium?
Oh, there is, absolutely. Several, in fact. You've been brilliant. So you have sent us pieces, and what we're going to do is we're going to try and take one long film of the scarf. Uh-huh. We're going to have someone cycling with a camera uh-huh. on their head, and then we take one long film, and then we'll speed it up and put it on YouTube. So I challenge you to see if you can, the person or the several knitters, you know, from Belgium, to see if they can find their pieces among the 11,000 or however many we have.
Uh-huh. So the whole thing is to draw attention of the British public, I suppose, mainly, and people from abroad, to the silliness of this military system, yes?
Well, that's right, because, you know, it is a really silly idea, and of course we have a general election next year. So we feel that there's a great opportunity to put pressure on the government and really challenge the legality of nuclear weapons. Because, you know, I think that it's a myth that military spending maintains peace and creates jobs and combats terrorism. I think actually what it does is prevent money being spent on tackling the real challenges, which of course we all face, you know, relieving poverty and improving healthcare and investing in education, in social equality, all these challenges that we face. And of course, I mean, particularly, you know, just recently we've seen escalating violence that is a problem for us all and is just devastating. And I cannot see how more weapons in the world creates peace and works us towards the place where we want to be. You know, and don't forget that these weapons are illegal under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which we have signed up to, and several other nuclear states, to disarm and to not invest. So yes, you know, we're really trying to challenge that, and we're part of a growing number of people worldwide who are beginning to do that and say enough.
Mm-hmm. So that's a word about the illegal side. You also said that they are useless. How do you mean that?
Well, I mean, really, we're proposing to spend £120 billion on something we cannot use.
And you cannot use it. Why can't you use it?
Well, you know, there's been lots of studies done about what would actually happen. I mean, for instance, the environmental devastation, for one thing. So we know what happened at Nagasaki and at Hiroshima, and those 2 days are coming up, and we have timed the unrolling of the scarf to be a very sort of powerful remembrance, if you like, of Nagasaki Day. And I mean, for instance, so we have in this country 225 warheads, like I said. Now, each one of those warheads is 8 times more powerful than the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima in 1945. So that's how powerful and how horrific these weapons are. If we start using them against other countries, then of course it makes us a target. And, you know, the next thing you know, you have a situation where violence escalates and no one wins. You know, they do not maintain peace. So no, of course we can't use them. They're not a deterrent. They make us a target. They make us very unsafe.
Mm-hmm. So what do you hope now? Do you hope that people realize this and will vote accordingly? Are there political parties or political candidates who stand behind your point of view?
Well, that's a very interesting thing. I think, yeah, my hope is that, you know, like I say, we have a general election, and I think, of course, the majority of people, I think, are deeply concerned about what we see going on in the world with the wars that seem to be sort of escalating and becoming more and more violent. So, and, you know, I think opinion is polarized about Trident. That is true. It's controversial, although most people, I think, are beginning to come around to the idea that, you know, it is dangerous and really stupid. I mean, even the top sort of military generals are opposed to it, saying, actually, in the military, we'd rather have this spending on proper equipment on the ground rather than this pointless weapon. So I think, yes, I think that people hopefully are beginning to realize that we have a voice and that we must use this voice, and let's find creative ways of doing that. Because, you know, I think, I mean, politically, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of different thoughts, really. I think what is largely unstated by the government is that it has this aspiration for the UK to retain its world power status.
Yes.
And, you know, its desire to keep close relations with the US and also support the UK arms industry. You know, I think it's a nonsense.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, if there would be a poll in the UK now, a referendum, yes?
Yes.
How many percent of the population do you think would be against or for this Trident system?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, recent polls showed the majority of people don't want to spend this money. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, in June 2010, 63% of people interviewed by the Daily Mail, that's one of our newspapers, you know, were opposed to it. So, I mean, clearly the majority of people, you know, where they are feeling empowered and they're feeling, you know, worried about this, are opposed to Trident. But we will have to wait and see. You know, there are so many things that people are concerned about in this country. We've just had a great big rally in London. I think there were over 50,000 mm-hmm. people there, organised by the People's Assembly, and again it was to march against the austerity cuts.
Yes.
And the measures.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are beginning to mobilise, and I mean, we're seeing this right across the world, aren't we, where people are beginning to actually take action, and we shall see which government, which party gets in, and we shall see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So your action is clearly non-violent. I think you're not going to cause any damage with your wool scarf.
Well, you see, wool is beautiful. Wool is soft and it's yielding, and in a way it's, you know, it's a very feminine, powerful image. And yes, of course, we're a non-violent direct action group. So yes, we will be there and we will unroll it, and there will be singing and celebrating. And, you know, when we are all joined at 1 o'clock, hopefully we will be joined by then, and we're going to take little bells and we're going to ring them along the line. If you imagine like a sort of Mexican wave, but much, much more peaceful, you know, beautiful bells ringing along the line of the scarf from Aldermaston to Burfield. And then we will have 2 minutes silence. You know, just to remember Hiroshima, remember Nagasaki. And I think that will be quite a special moment.
Mm-hmm. It also sounds very British to us, somehow.
Does it?
Yes.
What do you think that you might do over there? I mean, do you have craftivism? Do you have activism that is, you know, creative and
yes,
crafty? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
They have yarn bombs and people doing all sorts of crazy things, or is that just a British thing?
No. We have artivism and things like that going on here. Yes.
Fantastic.
Okay. So, but I just wanted to make sure, so all you're going to do is roll out a scarf. You're not going to try to hang it somewhere where people don't want to have it.
Oh, I see.
Climb over fences or whatever.
Yes, I see what you mean. Well, in fact, what we are going to do is, there's a fence at Aldermaston, which is where we begin, and a fence at Burfield, which is where it ends. And it would be really nice. We've also knitted two beautiful banners. I mean, huge knitted banners, which say, the first one says, "What would you spend $100 billion on. And then the second one says, imagine all the people, you know, from Imagine, John Lennon's Imagine. And it's they're really big and they're knitted. And it would be very nice to tie those onto the fences and, you know, make the fences look beautiful, because they are ugly and scary and, you know, that's the whole point. But we will see. We will tie them on and we'll see. We may get asked to take them down. But we shall certainly try.
Okay, so that's a little tiny pinch of civil disobedience.
Yes, isn't that fantastic?
great, just to flavour it, yes.
Yes, of course.
But no risk for people being arrested or anything, or no?
No, not at all. In fact, what we want to do is we want to make it a very creative, very gentle and sort of family-oriented day. So that's right, we're just there to peacefully roll out the scarf, and I mean that in itself is such a big job, but yes, we're there for a very just a really celebratory, fun, happy day. There are lots of things that often happen over at Burfield. There are some fantastic activists and they have lock-ons and they've closed down the factory in the sense that, you know, the workers can't get in, and there are very successful actions where people are arrested, and of course, yes, there is civil disobedience and pushing those boundaries, and they're very effective. And then there is a women's peace camp at Aldermaston, and they're there each month. There's a really brilliant presence. So yes, there are lots and lots of different things going on, but for Wool Against Weapons, we are the soft, pink, fluffy face of activism, if you like.
Great. So that's where it will end then, on the 9th of August, or are you planning anything else afterwards?
Ah, well, what we are going to do, like I said, is we're then going to, we'll have maybe 11,000 metres of scarf, you know, really wide pink scarf. So we're going to repurpose it. We're going to spend the winter, lots and lots and lots of us, just quietly restitching them into blankets, and they will make babies' blankets and children's blankets and adult blankets. And they will be so beautiful. You want to see some of these pieces coming in. They are just stunning. They are made with so much creativity and love. And so they will make blankets, and then we're already talking about the different sort of grassroots campaigns that we would like to support, both at home and abroad, with these blankets. And actually, we've just found out that I think there's going to be a NATO summit in Newport, which is in Wales. And so, you know, it would be good to take some of the scarf along and protest outside of that. And yeah, you know, I think that the protests go on, and maybe the pink scarf can be a little part of that. But mainly, yes, repurposing into blankets and just making sure that nothing's wasted and that it all goes on and has a really good life.
Okay, Jane, our time is up. Thank you for talking to me on this, here in Antwerp at least, lovely, summery, sunny Saturday.
And, I'm so jealous. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
We'll send the weather along to your part of the world by next week then.
Oh, okay? That would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.